Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you know, sorry for the voice. I've been screaming and yelling these crazy games. but no, I think they've had the same energy like we've talked about all along. It's just coming together. We're not hitting into double plays. You know, what they did today against Mats, it was kind of reminiscent of where we were at in Miami. You know, they hit some balls hard. They hit it right at people, double plays. I've felt energy the whole time. Now we're winning ball games. There's definitely a different air because of that. But these guys have not quit one time. They're tremendous. That was unbelievable comeback right there.
You mentioned the energy. I mean, I know that Carlos Gomez, it's not just about what he brings on the field, but off the field as well. Has he upped the energy in that room?
Yeah, he really has. I think everybody in there respects him for the way he comes every day, whether he's going to play or not. I mean, you saw everybody when you were interviewing him out on the field, like standing there, staying in the dugout to watch him get interviewed. So he's very well respected. He brings energy every day. Even O'Rourke, when he got here today, said, "Hey, we were missing Go-Go down there." You know, that's what he brings, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to get him up here. It's leadership. It's the ability. He's got great athletic talent, and he can pop one like he did tonight. He's going to play good defense. He can steal. He's fearless when he's out there on the base path. So he brings a lot to a team.
Mickey, yesterday you said that you guys might start using Diaz for four out saves. Why did you not decide to go with
him? Yeah, that was easy today. It wasn't even an option because he pitched twice and then got up last night. You know, so, you know, when he's rested, we'll be able to do that. But we can't push him to more outs when he's been, you know, been taxed pretty good the last 3 days.
Rich in the front.
You talked a lot about depth last night, and for the second straight night, somebody who was, you know, Brody gave you as deepness on the roster. Can you talk about how important that is and how it manifests?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, I think something we probably missed at times last year, and you're not capable of doing what we've done this series without great depth, right? Because we had guys go down, that would make it tough. So, when everybody sat down in the offseason and talked through it, that's what we needed. We needed a lot of depth. And not just the depth that's going to be on your major league roster, but the depth that's going to be in AAA. And those guys are coming up and really helping us out. So, you know, Brody did an unbelievable job of figuring out how to get all this depth that we have, because that's not easy. You know, players have to want to come, especially the Rajah Davises, the Gomezes, and Santiago's, and all those guys. They got to want to come over here and be willing to go to AAA, and because there's opportunities like that on every team. So, great job by Brody in the front office of getting us where we need to be as far as depth goes.
Zach on the right.
You guys, I don't think, have won four in a row all year, and now you're down five or six regulars and you win four in a row. Is there something that these guys like Gomez and Davis and some of these other guys maybe bring that you were lacking?
I wouldn't say that we were lacking. I mean, we're getting opportune hits at the right time, and you know, that's how you win baseball games. So I wouldn't say they're bringing anything we're lacking. It's just we're getting the job done at the right time. We're picking people up at the right time. We're getting big hits, big homers. And, that's just the story when you win games, no matter who's out there.
Tony on the right.
Kind of take a step back and where you guys stand right now. You're a game under 500 coming off a sweep. You're missing a bunch of your regulars, but you seem to be playing well. I mean, where do you see this team right now and going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we always focus on today. We don't worry about forward. We're going to go get some rest tonight, come out tomorrow, prepare, work hard during our pregame, take some BP and focus on the game. You know, if you start looking too far ahead or worried about what's happened in the past, you can't stay in the moment and get the job done in the moment. So these guys all understand that. And, you know, I think that that's why we're able to come back and win games or score a ton of runs from the seventh inning on, because we're not looking back. We're not looking forward. We're just living in the moment and trying to take advantage of what we can. So they're definitely taking the right approach.
Greg in the middle.
How was Matt able to work around all that traffic today with the amount of guys he put on?
Making pitches. You know, Chuck Hernandez, our bullpen coach, was one of my first pitching coaches in baseball, in pro ball. And I remember him saying this to me my first year. He said, you know, I want to see a pitcher that can go out there, throw seven innings, give up 12 hits, and give up two or three runs. Because that's really pitching. You know, the days you got really good stuff, you're gonna pitch well. Well, these guys are. I didn't. But the days that you don't, and there's traffic everywhere, and you get double plays, and you concentrate on executing pitches. I mean, this is a huge leap for Matsy. You know, as far as his ability to shrug things off, focus on that in-between pitch routine. I could see it in his face tonight. I didn't really notice one time where he got rattled or wanted to, you know, spike a baseball or anything. He stayed under control and understood that I just need to execute pitches, because he had some really, really tough situations to get out of against right-handed hitters that have a very huge advantage against lefties. And he executed pitch after pitch and stayed calm and got out of all those jams. It was an unbelievable outing by him.
Steve.
Yeah, Mickey, not to harp too much on the mental side, because we talk about it with Steven so often, but in your mind, is this a game that he was even capable of getting through the way he did a year ago early in the season?
Yeah, that's hard, because he didn't have that situation. You know, but he's definitely has improved since last year to put him in a spot where he could do what he did today. And he's worked diligently on it. You know, he understands that's what it takes. And I feel like in the last year, he's been making strides the whole time, pitching better and better. And he's been one of our most consistent starters this year because of that.
Tim on the right.
What do you expect Aaron Oliver to bring?
You know, athlete. We've had to face him many times. He can obviously play defense. He can pop a ball out of the ballpark if you make a mistake. There's a ton of upside there, and more depth. You know, the depth is going to be important, and like we've talked about here today and yesterday, and what we've seen in the games. And he's another depth piece for us that you know, could stick around for a long time, because he has some control as well.
Do you anticipate him being active tomorrow?
It sounds like it. We'll make a coordinating move in the morning. We'll talk through it after this.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yeah, thanks for making that the longest one with my voice.